A long-anticipated face-to-face meeting between the leaders of the world's two most powerful nations, both aware of its importance.
We share a responsibility, in my view, to show that China and the United States can manage our differences, prevent competition from becoming anything ever near conflict.
China's Xi Jinping noted relations with the U.S. have just turned 50, and many believe they're now at their lowest ever point.
The current situation that the China-U.S. relationship is facing is a concern for us all.
The U.S. and China have increasingly disagreed on many fronts, economic, diplomatic, military, as superpower rivals. With flashpoints such as the self-governing island of Taiwan and access to technology threatening to turn competition into confrontation. This meeting was aimed at setting out the guardrails to ensure future relations never escalate into hostilities.
He was clear and I was clear that we'll defend American interests and values, promote universal human rights, and stand up for the international order and work in lockstep with our allies and partners. We're going to compete vigorously, but I'm not looking for conflict.
Biden also said Xi had agreed with him that the threat of nuclear weapons being used in Ukraine should be condemned.
Reaffirmed our shared belief in the threat or the use of nuclear weapons is totally unacceptable.
Biden came to Bali emboldened by his midterm election success, reassuring many allies here of continued U.S. support, with less chance of a return to the America First policy of the previous administration. For its part, China remains deeply suspicious of U.S. intentions. It believes Washington is using concerns about human rights and security to rally a coalition, especially here in Asia Pacific, to constrain it from becoming a truly global superpower. In the coming days, China and the U.S. will be holding more meetings with their G20 colleagues, pursuing agendas that may or may not turn them more into superpower adversaries. Rob McBride, Al Jazeera, Bali.